Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1846. 6 Body-Mind Tricks to Help You Feel Good Fast by Rachel Shanken of mindbodywise.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, happy Sunday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or OHD, where I read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, I'm going to keep this intro nice and short and jump right into today's post as we optimize your life. 6 Mind-Body Tricks to Help You Feel Good Fast by Rachel Shanken of mindbodywise.com. Being mind-body-wise means becoming compassionately aware, mindful, and conscious about all parts of you, gaining tools and making choices to break the feedback loop of pain so you can live with more ease, freedom, and joy. Here's another opportunity to get mind-body-wiser and ultimately feel better fast. You already know that your mind has a lot of power over how your body responds, reacts, and rebounds. But did you know that your body hugely influences your mind and how your mind responds, reacts, and rebounds? Sounds a little like the age-old chicken and egg debate, right? It's actually not so different. How you hold your body and how you move, or don't move, has been shown to influence your mood, your thoughts, and your attitude. You have so much control over yourself and your life if you make it a priority to be aware and take action. Minor physical shifts can profoundly change your mood, your mind, and your life so you can feel good fast. Seem too good to be true? This time, it's not, I promise. Here's what you'll want to know. 1, your body is always working to match your emotional experience. There is a two-way feedback loop that links your body and your mind. Signals are sent back and forth between your body and your mind so that they can work together as a team to keep you in equilibrium. 2, when you feel good emotionally, you tend to hold your body in an open position. This physical openness sends a signal to your brain that all is well and safe, which keeps the feel-good hormones flowing from your brain to your body and back again. 3, when you feel bad emotionally, you tend to hold your body in a closed position. When you feel crappy, like feeling sad, ashamed, embarrassed, etc., you unknowingly make your body small by hunching or slumping or crossing your arms and legs to take up less space. In essence, you hide. You may not even realize that your body posture has changed, yet however subtle, a hiding posture tells your brain to send out signals to release more hormones that make you feel worse, which then makes you move into a shape that's physically smaller. And 4, when you aren't conscious of your body, you may be holding it in a way that makes you feel badly. Maybe you started your day feeling fine, then got to work and sat hunched over your computer all day. Your body, being small all day, signals your brain to respond in kind, and suddenly your mood and your attitude have shifted. Without you knowing, you created a negative feedback loop. And so the vicious loop continues, unless you choose to take your power back. You can make powerful changes in your mood, your outlook, and your stress levels even when you feel not so great and when things aren't going your way. Here are 6 simple, feel-good fast ways to change your body in order to change your life, and most of them only take 2 minutes or less. 1. Power pose. You can consciously choose to stand powerfully by outstretching your arms and your legs and holding your head high. It has been shown that power posing for only 2 minutes can significantly lower your stress hormone levels, think cortisol, and increase your confidence with the release of testosterone. In fact, there's a TED Talk titled "Your Body Language May Shape Who You Are" by Amy Cuddy that talks about this very concept. 2. Fake smile. Smiling has been shown to begin the biofeedback loop. So even if you aren't happy, feel-good hormones get released when you fake a smile. This may in fact lead to you authentically smiling sooner than you'd think. If you can't muster a fake smile, try placing a pen or a pencil horizontally between your teeth to encourage the corners of your mouth to lift up. And yes, this really works. 3. Fake laugh. Just like smiling, you can trick yourself into getting a release of feel-good hormones by fake laughing. 4. Forward fold. While sitting in a chair or standing, fold at your hips and hang with your head below your heart for 60 seconds. This body posture has been shown to release hormones that make you feel good. 5. Relax your face and your jaw. Clenching your jaw, grinding your teeth, and furrowing your brow sends signals of distress to your brain, and thus your stress increases. Sit tall, take a deep inhale all the way into your belly, and on your exhale, open your mouth as wide as you can, stick your tongue out as far as you can, and open your eyes as big as you can. This is called lion's breath. Do as many of these breaths as needed to relax your face and your jaw. And 6, yoga. In almost any yoga class, you'll notice there are big body poses, forward folds, and an increase in your heart rate that releases endorphins. The yoga recipe is chock full of feel-good fast goodness, and physical flexibility is not required. You just listened to the post titled, 6 Mind-Body Tricks to Help You Feel Good Fast by Rachel Shenkin of mindbodywise.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. This stuff on the surface may sound like it's kind of foo-foo, it doesn't really have any data to support it, but in fact, what we're learning is that yes, doing these little things can improve our mood, can reduce the amount of stress hormones that are released in the bloodstream, it can increase more power-like hormones or positive feeling hormones. It's pretty remarkable. And in fact, there are studies that were done that said when people put a pen or a pencil between their teeth, it forces the corners of their mouth to kind of fake a smile, and that alone released positive hormones into the bloodstream. That's how simple it is. Fake laughter. There actually have been studies on this too. If you force yourself to fake laugh, and I know it sounds weird, but believe it or not, kind of close to where I live, about 3 miles away, people meet on the beach every morning and they have what's called a laughter club. They're actually featured on the television news program 60 Minutes. So what they do is they meet very early morning on the beach and they stand in a circle and then they just force themselves to laugh. They stare at each other and actually start to laugh. There's nothing funny going on. They just force it. And then what they find is that it becomes real. It becomes contagious. And then they really start laughing. And so scientists have studied these people and they found that these folks have lower levels of stress hormones. When they do their fake laughing, they actually, again, have lower stress hormones, more positive, good-feeling hormones start to flood their bodies, and the laughter is actually similar to getting an aerobic workout. Scientists are finding that when we have that what's called deep mirthful laughter, when we really like laugh out loud, it gives our heart the same benefit as if we spent 20 minutes on a treadmill. Pretty amazing stuff. If you like hearing about this, or if you want to learn more about this whole field of the mind-body connection, just do a Google search of this field called psychoneuroimmunology. It's all one word, psychoneuroimmunology, and you'll see a bunch of studies like this. All right, I'm going to let you explore psychoneuroimmunology, and I'm going to stop talking. So thank you, as always, for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber of the show. And don't forget, I'll be back with a bonus episode in just a moment. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.